Do we really have to wear these ugly sweaters?
It's just until Grandma can see them.
My neck hole is too small.
Mine's itchy.
You know what? I'd rather be itchy than choky.
Come on, Phil. Hurry up.
Okay, here we go. Connecting. Come in, Florida. Over. Mom? Dad?
Hello, Philip.
Merry Christmas Eve!
Merry Christmas Eve!
A little lower, Dad.
Merry Christmas Eve.
Thank you. Thanks for the sweaters.
Oh, you're welcome. You look beautiful in them, darling.
Where's Mom?
Mom is sinking fast.
Oh,
she's in the bathtub.
They have that claw
Honey,
foot.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Pops, here's the tree. And there's the ornament you sent us.
Right here, right here.
There are the stockings. Hung by the chimney by Claire.
Oh, still funny, son.
What the hell is that?
Still funny.
What is that? That looks like a cigarette burn. Was one of you smoking a cigarette?
No.
Which one of you was smoking?
It's not me. I have a respiratory problem.
Obviously, it wasn't you.
Now
I've got a family of liars and smokers.
You
got
to see this.
Unbelievable. Did you shoplift your Christmas presents, too? Haley, keep that ugly sweater on.
Anyway, Merry Christmas!
No, it isn't that kind of a trial. It's just because he says he's Santa Claus.
But I've got a feeling he is Santa Claus, Mother.
Some people don't believe that. That's why
are
they're
you crying?
What are you, a robot? It's a deeply emotional movie.
Manny, mi amor, I need you to help me in the kitchen.
You got to finish this first, Gloria. The kid's never seen Miracle on 34th Street.
That's because he always spends Christmas in Colombia with my family. And all we see there is Salazar and Eloso save Christmas.
Sounds like a classic.
It is.
Mom, can we finish the movie?
Okay.
Ollie, he's not like anyone else. He must be Santa.
I think perhaps you're right, Susie.
Oh, what the hell is that? What the hell is that?
Innocente!
What the hell?
When you told me we were going to watch this movie, I got a joke copy from the internet. You are the Innocente!
Well, maybe I'm a little confused right now. What is this Innocente stuff?
In Colombia, practical jokes are a Christmas tradition. The one that is full is the Innocente!
We tell practical jokes on April Fool's Day, so do not do that again. Innocente. Does it do it again? Ah, it's ruined.
Are you kidding me with this line? I'm going to ask Santa for the last 45 minutes of my life back.
Oh, would you cheer up? We're in Santa's village with our daughter. Where were we a year ago?
We were at the beginning of this line.
Okay, you know what? Somebody needs to get in the holiday, son of a bitch.
Maybe it's not them.
Oh, it's them. It's them.
3 years ago, I formed a caroling group. We were known as the Green Sleevers. We would perform at charity events, hospitals.
They were very, very popular.
Last year, one of my carolers, Andrew, staged a little coup. And he,
they kicked Cameron out of the group.
Save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Thank you. We're the new Green Sleevers.
The new Greensleevers? Is there a slap mark on my face? I mean, why is Edna singing the low harmony? It's like people are applauding out of shock.
Let it go.
Okay, next.
Ah, finally. Whoa. I'm sorry, could you... What happened to the other Santa? Listen, we've been waiting in this line for a really long time, and we just want a Santa that actually looks like Santa.
Mitchell,
so,
it's okay.
No, Cam, it's not okay. This is Lily's first Christmas. I want to make sure everything is perfect, and we're going to wait for the fat Santa. All right?
I knew this would happen. I don't even know why we hired this guy.
See? Even his elves agree with me. Thank you.
I didn't know Christmas made you so petty.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you
lackluster!
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings.
I hate you!
This is unacceptable, and I want to know who did this.
Nobody, huh? I guess the couch did it to itself.
Guess it came home after a tough day, lit up a cigarette, and then it burned itself. Is that what happened? Because that makes no sense.
If whoever is responsible doesn't come forward, your father and I are just going to have to punish all three of you.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. not fair.
I can forgive the smoking, but I can't forgive the lie.
Oh.
Or the smoking. No one wants to confess, huh? No? That's fine, because you know what happens next? We cancel Christmas!
It's not fair.
Okay, Dad, sure.
Phil has a habit of making big pronouncements to the kids.
One time I told Luke that if he didn't put his dirty dishes in the dishwasher, we would put them in his bed.
Phil's problem is follow through.
We had no more dishes, so we were eating cereal out of the goldfish bowl. Okay, guess where I'm headed? To take down the tree. That's right.
Come on,
guys. This is your last chance.
Whoever did this, just take responsibility. Don't put the rest of us through this. Luke? No?
This is really it. Okay? Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Okay. Goodbye, Dumpy Christmas. Haley, I guess you're not getting that car.
I was getting a car?
Nope, I was lying because that's what we do now. Dumpies are liars.
When I was in charge, it was all about the music. I mean, what's with them tossing out candy canes after every carol? It's pandering.
I think you made that clear when you tossed them back.
Okay, how am I supposed to get all this in the car?
Let me give you a hand with that.
Thanks. Thanks. Thanks, Santa.
You can't call me that anymore. Just got canned.
Oh, really?
Guess a couple people complained I wasn't fat enough.
Well, that's terrible.
That's what I get for trying not to have a second heart attack. There you go. Always way to make room. Take it from someone who lives in his car.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
No problem. Merry Christmas.
Please, let me give you a little something for your troubles. Really? Okay.
Do you really live in your car?
Yeah, it's not so bad. It's pretty rude me since the wife moved out.
Why don't you come over to our place for dinner tonight?
Seriously?
Yeah, it's Christmas Eve. You can't spend it in your car.
Wow, that's really nice of you guys. Listen, can I bring anything? Ketchup, soy sauce, straws?
We're good.
So, why don't you follow us to our house?
Okay.
In your house.
All right.
Cameron, what?
Okay. Tonight, 9:00 sharp, we open one present each. Pajamas, which we sleep in. Tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., Manny, on the stairs for the Christmas picture. Then, we open presents.
In Colombia, they open presents at midnight and stay up till morning.
I'm sure that they do, but as you'll notice from the absence of goats in the street, we are not in Colombia. Come on, I'm kidding.
Why can't we mix a couple of Colombian traditions in?
Like what?
Like fireworks.
Come on, you don't have fireworks in Colombia. You're trying to make me the Inocente again.
No, we do. At night, the sky's beautiful, very Christmassy.
That doesn't make any sense.
Look, every country has their own traditions. In our culture, for example, the baby Jesus is the one that brings the gifts, not the Santa Claus.
But that doesn't make sense. How could a newborn baby carry all those presents? They don't even know where their hands are.
At least a baby can fit through a chimney.
How would you sit on the baby Jesus' lap? You'd squish it. Manny, next year we'll talk about some of your little Colombian traditions, okay? Maybe.
I know what maybe means. It's like you're trying to take away my whole Christmas.
I can't believe it's all gone. Dad never follows through.
Are you sure one of your friends didn't burn the couch?
Hey, don't look at me. Only one of us was ever caught playing with matches. Luke?
That was a year ago. Just admit you did it.
You admit you did it.
Okay. No. Look, I have an idea. Do you remember the movie Spartacus? Here's what we do. Luke, you tell Mom and Dad it's your fault.
I didn't do it.
It doesn't matter. Because after you confess, Haley and I will each confess to the same thing.
How does that do anything?
They'll be so touched that we're protecting each other that they'll have to bring back Christmas.
That's awesome. How does it work again?
We're gonna pass into legend. The parents who canceled Christmas.
I thought you'd be happy.
They'll write songs about us, make one of those Christmas specials with those ugly little clay people.
You're the one who always says I shouldn't be such a pushover with the kids.
So this is where you decide to make your stand. Really?
Okay, okay, look, don't worry. We're going to have Christmas. We raised our kids right. Whoever did it will come forward. or the other two will rat him out.
Mom, Dad.
Hey, Luke. What can we do for you?
I did it. I was playing with matches. I'm sorry.
You did the right thing by confessing, but, this is bad, buddy. I mean, really bad, okay? Claire, you want to handle this?
Luke, why didn't you say something?
I don't know.
Okay, well, your father and I are extremely disappointed in you, so go up to your room. Go on.
Alex!
We'll be up to talk to you in a minute. Just
Haley!
Go.
What?
Say something!
About what?
I take it back.
What is going on?
These guys were gonna say they did it too, and you were gonna be proud of all of us.
Why would we do that?
I don't know what to believe with this kid.
Liars! I didn't do it!
Well, it wasn't me.
Don't look at me!
Seriously?
Wait. Nobody did it again? No, that's fine. Guess what? Christmas is still canceled. That's fine by me. We'll start working on next year. Hey, a memo to New Year's Eve and Easter. Watch your back.
So after I left the Marines, I just kind of traveled the world. Now I go from town to town picking up odd jobs.
Oh, kind of like the Hulk.
That's weird. That was my nickname in the Corps because of my bad temper. Anyway, thanks for having me over, having me for dinner, letting me do my laundry. It's not been a good day.
Scott, I have a confession to make.
Yeah.
I didn't clean the lint tray, so your clothes might be a little pilly.
Oh, no problem. That's the least of my worries. Thanks for everything. You guys made my day.
It's the least we could do.
What do you mean?
I don't know what I was saying.
I just say we never tell him. Exactly. And we give him some money, a hot meal, laundry. I think we're square.
Agreed. Okay, how does this thing work?
Yeah, I think you just press that button right there in the middle. Yeah.
Oh, my.
Okay. That seems a little high, doesn't it?
Yes. Fast. I'm not putting Lily in that. It's like something astronauts train in.
Ho, 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 it's me! Ho, 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 it's me!
It's your dad.
Yeah. Hey, Dad.
Hey,
hi.
Hey. I brought your presents.
Aren't we seeing you tomorrow, Jim?
Now, these are your Christmas Eve gifts. You know the drill. Yeah. You open those up before bedtime. They're pajamas.
Still keeping traditions alive, huh?
Well, someone has to. I got two Colombians at home trying to turn Christmas into Cinco de Mayo.
You know that's Mexican, right?
Ah, burrito, burrito. Christmas should be Christmas. Picture on the stairs. Hot chocolate. Opening the presents. That was supposed to be the good thing about having a kid in the house again. I can have Christmas the way we used to.
I hear you, Jay. If I was home right now, I'd be mixing up a bathtub full of eggnog and trying to squeeze a greased hog into a Santa hat. You don't think I miss that?
Do you?
The point is that those are memories that I'll always have. But now I have the perfect opportunity to create new memories with my new family that are going to be just as special someday.
No. Cam's right. You know, we create new traditions every year.
So, who's ready to try the swing?
Okay, now remind me. We put this in the oven first thing tomorrow because Jay wants to eat at 3 o'clock. Hi, Manny. Did you put this spider in the fridge?
Oh, yeah. It wasn't there.
Hi, Poppy. What's wrong?
I want to have Christmas like they do in Colombia. Jay is messing everything up.
Manny, try to understand. Jay has great memories with his kids when they were young, and he just wants to recreate them with you.
So maybe the best gift I could give Jay would be Christmas like he used to have it?
Well, you're such a beautiful boy. One day you're gonna grow up and I'm gonna miss all the things that you used to do as a little boy.
Okay. But if this so-called Santa Claus doesn't bring me a burgundy dinner jacket, I'm going to have a big problem.
Honey? Would it really be so bad to back down?
And have the kids never take any of our threats seriously again?
Yeah. Or the kids could realize that we're making a supreme sacrifice by giving up our power to save their Christmas.
Which would, in a way, be the greatest gift that we could ever give
and
them.
And which would paradoxically make them respect us even more. Okay, forget that. Go back one.
Hey, guys. It was me.
What?
I found a cigarette at school, and when no one was home, I tried it, and I guess I held it too close to the couch. I'm so sorry. You can take my Christmas away, but don't take it from everyone else.
That is very noble of mm-hmm. you to care about the family, but you still smoked and lied. That's really bad. Mm. Now help me grab the tree.
Phil, Alex, come on back. Starting December 26, you are grounded for a full week, and that includes New Year's Eve.
But I was
non-negotiable, so.
Mm.
Yeah.
Fine.
Everybody, it's official. Christmas is back on!
It is? What happened?
Doesn't matter. Stockings, lights, ornaments, wreath. Go, go, go!
Okay.
Well, that sounds like a stressful job to me.
Hmm. Not as much as you'd think. They always made sure one of us had a blank so nobody knew who took the fatal shot. This was mighty tasty. Well, I don't want to overstay my welcome. You won't have me back. You guys enjoy the rest of your night. You're good people.
Scott, wait. Don't forget your laundry.
Oh, thanks. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, and happy son of a bitch.
What?
Oh, it's the new Greensleevers. They're Cameron's old caroling group. They kicked him out this year.
I mean, it is one thing to kick me out of the group, but to rub my nose in it, I'm turning on the sprinklers.
Wait. I know it feels good to get even, believe me. To see the fear in a man's eyes is... But there's something... That feels even better. Forgiveness.
Scott, you don't understand. This group was my dream girls. I was Effie.
You know what the best thing I did all day was? Forgiving you for getting me fired.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey!
Andrew? Ensemble? I know it's no accident that you're here on my street tonight. And I just wanted to say to you all that you sound great. And Merry Christmas.
Wow. Even your apology is off-key.
Not cool, buddy. Well, I should probably scoot.
What about forgiveness?
You were nice. He was naughty.
Where were you for so long?
Just a little last minute shopping. What's this?
Buñuelos.
Who?
What?
Cheese fritters. It's a Colombian traditional Christmas food.
Okay, new rule. From now on, we do Colombian things when we're in Colombia. We do American things. When we're in America, that means no more your food, no more your music, and especially no more your crazy holidays. Inocente!
Hey,
what? Did I say it wrong? You two are total inocentes. You should see the look on your faces.
Aww.
And by the way, you know how hard it is to get fireworks on Christmas Eve?
Go, money. Thank you.
And here's another one for Luke. Looks like a book.
I have a book already.
What is that? Oh my god, the couch is smoking. Whoa.
It's sunlight.
It's the ornament.
Cool.
It's like a magnifying glass. Hey, how weird is that? It's burning a hole in the exact same spot that Alex was smoking in.
Oh, Haley.
Alex? Why'd you take the blame?
I didn't want to lose Christmas.
That is so stinking beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Get in here.
No.
Yes.
Wow. No.
Yes. Oh, yes.
You're going to take Christmas away for something that none of us did.
Well, Christmas is about moving forward.
I've never heard that.
Actually, honey, you did kind of shoot your mouth off.
You called us all liars.
And,
no,
you know, and then
you
took away the biggest holiday.
Yeah, you did.
I don't know. Let's not all get worked up. I made a mistake.
Ever.
I made a mistake, and people make mistakes, and they make up for those mistakes mm-hmm. by taking their family to Italy.
Oh my God!
We talk a lot about tradition this time of year. But as much as we love our traditions, sometimes our best memories come from the times that are the most untraditional.
We remember the year Mom and Dad went crazy. We remember the year Santa punched out the caroler. But for me, this was the year that the word tradition got a lot bigger. Yes, Cam.
You got me again.